I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. If I told you a country was forcing religious leaders to carry religious ID cards, what country would you guess it was? Todd Nettleton of the Voice of the Martyrs USA says it's China. Right now, Buddhist monks and Catholic priests are being targeted, but soon it'll be other religious minorities, including Christians. But it's not about religion.
They see that there are more unregistered church Christians than there are members of the Communist Party. Their power base is the Communist Party, and it is now vastly outnumbered by Christians. So it's a concern to them.
So how can we pray? Well, pray wisdom for these believers.
As they're navigating these waters that are constantly changing, I think we want to just pray for encouragement, that they'll continue to be bold witnesses, that they'll continue to serve the Lord.
And speaking of marginalized people, women are discriminated against worldwide. Wycliffe Bible Translators Kelly Chestnut.
We're recognizing that more and more women are not lacking potential, but they are lacking opportunity to grow and develop the spiritual needs of their family and of themselves as they face poverty and other issues.
Wycliffe's new project, Women of the Word, is urging girls in the U.S. to pray, equip, or give.
Women of the Word seeks to create a community of women who are passionate about improving the lives of marginalized women and children around the world, specifically through the translated Word of God. We desire to see women be a part of bringing hope, healing, and wholeness that is found in the transforming power of Scripture.
Look for the details at missionnews.org. Mission Network News, a listener-supported service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. Zat7 is offering a free booklet called This Ugly Disease. These words are meant to encourage the family and friends of those who've been touched by Alzheimer's and dementia. Go to missionnews.org to sign up. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.